from Flash Republic and a track called Robots. Very appropriate for where we're going with our next interview. If you're just joining us, just tuning in on a Thursday morning, welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And as the robot turns red, we're talking about robots of another kind entirely right now, because recently I caught wind of a story. A local team of robotics enthusiasts with high hopes and plans to put South Africa on an international stage. And so I connected with a young lady from our very own KZN coastline, a 13-year-old by the name of Riley Campbell, who has been selected with her Northlands primary team, the Smooth Sailors, to represent South Africa at the first LEGO League international competition happening in South Korea in July this year. It's a cool story, man, and I like robots, so I figured I'd get her in for a chat on a Thursday to find out what's happening, how this all came about, and what the need is right now in order to get Riley over there. So she's in the studio with me right now on the microphone. Riley Campbell, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you on a Thursday morning?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Yo, I like the energy and enthusiasm. I can feel it. And this is such a great story. I'm really intrigued to find out. Firstly, in a nutshell, give us a little introduction. Tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do.
Well, I love anything that has something to do with innovation or creating something new. Since I was little, I loved anything that you could build or you could code or you could bring life to something.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is, you know what, that mentality is so cool. It's so 21st century. And the idea of being able to code, to create, to program, and as you say, like to kind of bring things to life. Now, this curiosity has obviously taken you quite far. You've gotten into this team, and by all accounts, you guys have been smashing it. You've just earned the chance to represent South Africa on an international stage, on the world stage. What does that feel like for a young roboticist?
Well, when I found out we did win the competition, I still don't believe that we're going to South Korea. I think I'll believe it once we're like on the plane. But it just feels so amazing that since I've been in the team for 4 years now, and from every competition we would come sixth, and then the next one we came fifth, and just to see that, it's amazing.
This is, okay, so I'm trying to map the timeline here. So you're a member of this team, the Smooth Sailors.
Yeah.
4 years you've been plugged into the team, right? Now, I believe you serve as co-captain, as well as head of innovation, and core values specialist. What does that mean?
So a core value specialist in the team means to me is encouraging everybody, making sure that we have the right attitude when we're going into competitions.
That's so cool. I think it's great that there's like an official title and some you get the role of being that person.
Yeah.
And so there's this this real team spirit, and obviously everyone's got their own little piece in the puzzle, right?
Yes.
In December last year, Smooth Sailors achieved an incredible result. You placed fourth in South Africa in the first LEGO League National Championship in Joburg, thus earning that invitation to compete on the international stage in South Korea. That's a biggie. For anyone who hasn't heard of First LEGO League before, what is it and how does it work?
So First LEGO League is an international competition that consists of creating innovation projects, building LEGO robots to solve LEGO missions in a team.
Wow, and there's not much you can't solve with LEGO, I think, if you really put your mind to it. And now that this exciting opportunity has opened up, the task is, I suppose, how do you get over to the big one in South Korea? Because that's a trip, that's a trick, and it's got to cost a bundle. But I believe that you're also proud to serve as an ambassador for the iInnovate STEAM program.
Yes.
Tell me if I'm getting this right. It's an organization dedicated to expanding robotics, coding, and innovation education for young learners right across South Africa. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's awesome. As an incredible kind of show of support, I believe iInnovate wants to help you to get over to achieve your mission, and have committed to matching donations towards your journey.
Yeah.
So for every 1 rand you're able to raise, they'll match it with another 1 rand.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That like doubles the impact of your fundraising.
Yeah, it's amazing that they're willing to help this much, because I just met them at a market and I told them about everything about LEGO League and what I do in the team, and they were immediately willing to help before they even knew too much about me.
Holy moly. And that's well, look, your enthusiasm and your passion for this thing is contagious, and 4 years of commitment to this goal is a lot of time for a young person. And you've had to give up quite a lot to be part of this team and dedicate yourself to this mission. What have you missed as part of, you know, trying to achieve this goal?
Well, one of the big things was that I missed my grade 7 farewell. I didn't get to go because the competition was on the exact same day. And I also missed my bell ringing for primary school, which is you do it as you join the school and then you do it as you leave the school.
This is like these big moments.
Yeah.
But sacrifice, you know, you've got a cause that's really close to your heart. And this is what you have to do. You have to make the tough call. And now it's all kind of paying off, because this chance to go to South Korea, it's going to be a really... a massive moment for you, for your team, I think that for South Africa to have a local group representing us over there on the world stage, what do you think your team can show the world stage and prove as South Africans?
Well, I think we can show, because in my opinion, South Africa is not too big on the... Not everyone knows that we're quite big into this coding and robotics. Mm. And I'd love to show that we're all involved and we can all do the same thing together.
Look, and we can code with the best of them, right? build Lego solutions with the best of them. Now, you've got a Backer Buddy page. It's up. It's live.
Yes.
And if you go into backerbuddy.co.za and you just type the word or the name Riley, you'll see a couple of things pop up, but you will see help Riley reach the FLL World Finals in Korea. It's there. The goal has been set. Donations are live. And now that you know the story, for every rand we can raise, iInnovate will be matching it with another rand and pushing things even further. So if you're an individual with a heart for helping young people achieve their dreams, this is your call to action. We'll get the link up on our socials as well, on the Radio Life and Style page today as well, so you can find it easily. But corporate sponsors as well, they are most welcome, because as I understand it, iInnovate is a registered non-profit organization, and all of the exciting corporate PBO tax certificate stuff is up there, and your sponsorship would help empower the next generation of innovators supporting a young South African proudly representing her country on an international stage. All of that good stuff. I mean, it's a feel good story, and we want to make sure it's got a happy ending. We want to get you over there. So from your fundraising mission, what's the target? What's the goal looking like?
So our goal is to get 150,000. We're currently on 44, but thanks to iInnovate and they're matching it, we're on 88,000.
That is super, super cool. And look, if you know what flights cost and accommodation and, you know, logistics and getting it anyone overseas and then back again, that figure, you know, starts to make sense. So here's the call to action. If you're hearing this message, get onto the Backer Buddy link, and any donation, big or small, will go towards making this thing a reality and to getting Riley over there so that we can interview her on the return and find how it all went down in South Korea. Are you feeling excited? Are the smooth sailors stoked?
Oh, they're so excited. I still remember when, like, they said, smooth sailors, you're going to South Korea. I think there were some tears and everyone was so excited. And still now, I don't think it's hit everybody that we're going to go there. But everyone loves it. And on Fridays, we learn a bit of the language. So when we're there, we can sound a bit fluent.
Oh, very good. Very good. You know, cultural exchanges. This is a cool thing. And what advice would you give to any young people interested in science and technology and robotics who've maybe never thought about joining a robotics team or getting into something like the first LEGO League? Any words of advice or inspiration?
I would definitely say just go for it. For me, it was the best thing that I could have done in primary school, because when I joined the school, Northlands Primary, I didn't know many people. And I met so many people through First Lego League, and just having that team who you solve missions with, you get excited with, I think that's just the best thing.
That is so cool. And when you're, because we know we're going to get you there, when you're standing in South Korea competing for South Africa, what do you think is going to be going through your mind?
I'm definitely going to be nervous, but I'm just going to be more excited that I get to meet so many different people and different cultures while I'm there.
Okay, so we're definitely going to need to have a follow-up interview. I want to find out all about what it was like and what went down, because as I say, I'm confident that the good people of the North Coast are going to be able to help you make this mission a reality. Once again, it's the backerbuddy.co.za. You just type in Riley and you'll see amongst the results pop up there. You help Riley reach the FLL World Finals in Korea. We'll put the link up on our socials today as well. And then you got to also teach me a little bit of coding when you get back, okay? we'll set up a radio Lego mission and we'll see if we can get the bots to save the day. But wishing you and the Smooth Sailors smooth sailing over to South Korea. It's such a cool name. Where did the Smooth Sailors name come from?
Well, so every year there's a different theme. So there's unearthed, there's submerged, yeah. And so we kept the team name for 2 years now. We change it normally.
Okay.
And it just came from the theme being submerged and Smooth Sailors, like, always going smoothly.
I like it. I like that vibe. No matter what the choppy waters are serving up, you're smooth sailing. So help Riley and her team, Smooth Sailors, represent South Africa at the first Lego League International Competition in South Korea.
Yes.
A 13-year-old robotics innovator, a chance to compete on a world stage. She needs your help to get there. Backerbuddy.co.za and check out the Radio Life and Style socials for the crowdfunding link going live. Well, it's already live, but we'll be putting it up on there this morning. And Riley, all the best to you and the Smooth Sailors.
Thank you so much.
Let's chat again real soon.
Definitely.
Yay! Back to the music on a Thursday.